This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall killed and injured dozens of civilians. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi said the attackers set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing. One witness said everyone near the bomber was killed. Officials are not expected to release an official death toll until Sunday. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing in a western part of the Afghan capital. The victims were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council Saturday at a ceremony in Khartoum. As VOA's Isha Sarai reports, it set off celebrations throughout the city.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
The outgoing head of the European Union's executive branch, Jean-Claude Juncker, had to cut short his vacation and return to Luxembourg Saturday for emergency gallbladder surgery. He steps down from the post October 31st. This is VOA News.